Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 16th day of June 2021. Now, I was just thinking about this. What? We talk to Lemieux every day. We both drive around town all the time. Cars are hard to come by right now. How close are you? How serious consideration have you given, if at all, to selling your car right now? We have a friend, a mutual friend, who just sold a three-year-old car for only about $2,000 less than he sold it for.
Yeah, when he bought it. Here's the quick story. So our mutual friend bought an automobile for $22,000. 2018 Toyota Camry.
Bought it new or how long
ago? Had it been new or close. So a few years ago. So I think it was new. 2018 Toyota Camry. Bought it for $22,000. He just recently went down to a dealership to trade it in because it's too low for him now. He's older. He's got knee issues getting in and out of a car, so he wants a truck higher up.
Mm-hmm.
So he just traded it in for a truck, but the truck isn't available until fall. But the dealership said, we'll give you $3,000 more for your vehicle as trade-in, but you got to give it to us right now. We have no used cars. We need it. So he basically got $20,000 for a three-year-old Camry that's got like 45,000 miles on it. Bought it for 22, sold it for 22. Traded it in for 20. And then we looked it up on the website of the dealership that traded it from him, and they've got it listed at 27 for a three-year-old car with 45,000 miles on it that he bought new or relatively new for $22,000. Just goes to show you where the automobile market is right now. But now he is a one car family, but it's just he and his wife.
Yeah.
Until he can pick up his truck. And he's retired, right.
So it won't be that difficult.
I've thought about it. You drive by everywhere and you go, you see all these signs, we buy cars, when you want your car, whatever it is. And I've thought about it, taking my car in and seeing what they'd get, but they would have to give me, I mean, a little more than, is $3,000 really that big of a deal to me? I mean, you'd have to give me substantially more, but I don't think the economics would work for them.
Right.
You know, now if you could sell it for what the dealership, if you could have sold your own car for 27, you know, our buddy,
sure,
then maybe let's talk.
Right.
But I'm not going to do that, but I would, unless I could just throw it out there, I guess, put it on Carfax or whatever it is.
Something to think about for sure.
But the thing is, though, everything's jacked up, right? So then you sell your car for a higher price and you have to go buy another car.
Right.
For,
it's just like overpriced.
Exactly
right now.
The housing market.
So, but it's funny, though, because I was talking to a guy from a dealership a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me that they are so hard up for cars that they have a courtesy vehicle that they drive people from the, like, if your car's in for service, it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
They'll take you home and come back up. They sold it.
They sold it.
It was wrapped. It had one of these wraps on it, with their logo all over it. He's like, we sold it to a guy. You gotta unwrap it, I'll take it. I'm like, you got to be kidding. He's like, no, man, that's how hard up we are right now for cars.
It is crazy, though. You drive by and we're in a medium-sized city, I guess, Green Bay. And all the lots are empty. When I went up north over Memorial Weekend, I'm going through smaller towns.
Yeah.
And they've got these big brand new buildings. And honest to God, there's like four cars.
Almost every town has one, right?
And I'm like, how are they even making a living? How are they surviving? And I'm sure they don't go through the volume a small town does, that they're going to get any sort of relief from the manufacturer anytime soon. We'll put you at the list. We'll send you 10 cars or whatever. They're going to go to the high volume places. It's crazy. It's both. Here's another thing. I've tried to talk to Mrs. Rookie about selling our Glamper.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't. Glampers are in short supply. I said, let's sell our Glamper for what we paid for it or what have you. Got a couple of years out of it, and then when they come back in stock, we'll just buy another one.
Bigger, nicer one.
Maybe upgrade or whatever. Or maybe we'll be out of the Glamper business altogether. But I'm like, let's sell that and see if we can't make... Because I read a story that one of the manufacturers of the two bigger
Glamper Lines, Jayco, and I want to say Airstream, but I don't know if that's right or not. Jayco and another one, big players in the glamper business.
Mm-hmm.
He said they're basically sold. They've got like a $14 billion backlog. He goes, we're basically sold out until 2023.
Wow.
Wow. You know, that's what the story is. I mean, can you imagine that? I'm talking about job security, right?
Yeah, really.
But it is insane.
Man. I don't know what's holding that industry. I know what the hold up in the car business, according to the report, is the computer chips.
Right, the computer chips right? are in short supply.
That run so many automobiles today that they're
right.
super in short supply. So they're building the chassis and everything, and then that car sits on the lot because they don't have a chip to go.
Right.
To go and, or it sits at the factory.
Yeah, you wouldn't have had this problem probably 25 years ago, right?
Right.
Before you have all
not.
The electronics and stuff that you
right.
have in it, you would never have this problem. But that's my understanding. It's the chips for the auto industry. I have no idea what it is for the camper industry. I don't know if it's just a backlog of work, you know, because they've all been bought
work
up.
Was out for so long?
You know, because everything's been bought up, and, you know, you can only make so many in a day.
Right.
Make so many in a year. I don't know what that is, but it's just crazy. I'll tell you, I went to, you know, pools are another thing. You know, any recreational outdoor thing, right, is
mm-hmm.
is in short supply. So
chlorine.
Right. So we've
the
got
chlorine shortage.
We've got the big sack of water in our backyard, a.k.a. pool. I went to Menards in early spring just to make sure I could get pool salt because I didn't know if that was going to run out. So, I mean, I went out and bought several bags of pool salt and have it sitting in my garage waiting for me to put up the stack of water, which is up and running now. But yeah, you're talking about chemicals. You know, even rafts and floats, or at least decent ones, were hard to come by. So I ordered those in spring, you know, to make sure that they wouldn't run out. It's just insane. It
yeah.
used to be toilet paper, now it's everything else.
Yeah, pretty crazy. So, well, if you're thinking about it, take yeah. a look at it. It might be worth your while.
Have you thought about selling your car?
I have, because I'm kind of underwater on it a little bit right now anyway. And I might get me out from underwater if I sold it.
See,
but I really like it. I don't really
I know.
Want to sell it.
And I tell you, dude, you can't sell it because I told you this, that if you sold your vehicle because you love your vehicle, that you would sit where you are looking out the window every day at your other car,
mm-hmm.
lamenting the fact
yeah,
that you
sold
your Caddy. And I would have to sit here and listen to it every day. So you're forbidden
I can't
to
do
sell
it.
Your car.
All right.
But you know what? In all honesty, you should, I mean, I don't know if I would take it to the dealer to have them buy it, because what we saw with our buddy, right? He gets this, they sell it for that. Why
yeah.
don't you skip the middleman and go put it on the market for yourself?
Mm.
That's what I talk about with the house with Mrs. Rookie. I say, let's just list it at this price and see if anybody buys it. And if somebody comes in under, you're not obligated to sell it, right? You listed for X, they come in and offer you Y, you say no, and you're done with it. Unless you don't have to sell it, so unless you get your price,
right?
You could do the same thing with the Caddy.
Yeah, maybe.
Say, what do I want for it? You know, search it around, what are they selling, and put it out for whatever a dealer's selling for, and say, here it is. And,
okay.
I mean, I would, I would semi-consider that doing it with our car.
Yeah. I'm going to go right now to KellyBlueBook.com, and maybe I'll have a new story for you tomorrow. All right. Have a great day. Tune in on the Bill and Rookie Experience every morning, Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.